This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Coming up, Hill Notes at 9:20. Still time to leave a voice note for us on any topic on the Odyssey app. But right now, the Red Sox front office report this week brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. And it is Sam Kennedy, the president of the Boston Red Sox, who joins us this week. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. We're hanging in there.
Yeah, hanging in there, and we were earlier during they said it, we talked a little bit about Garrett Crochet, who was very kind and generous toward the front office and Alex Cora when it came to being yanked last night. I wanted to ask you about that balance, because you got a guy who is – as Wiggy said earlier, dealing and has been dealing and wants to stay in there. How do you guys balance that with the fact that it is a long season and you need him hopefully well into the fall?
Yeah, it's really hard, because you just said it. He's dealing and in the moment, you know, he's looking the way he looks, and then you make a decision that is really rooted in sort of the overall best health of the team. But those are the hard decisions that that our guys have to make night in and night out. We're preparing for 162, but you know, in the moment, you know, you certainly don't want to see a guy like that come out of the game when he's doing what he's doing. But obviously, everybody knows he has not pitched a full slate of games over 162, and you know, he's so strong and young and building up. We just got to make sure everybody stays healthy, but it's hard. Baseball in the moment is really hard, but you got to think about the next several weeks as well. It's a difficult balance.
Sam, I think a lot of media and fans tried to paint a picture that Crochet was upset with what happened last night. Obviously, we heard from him. He didn't seem upset. But there's a bigger narrative around this Red Sox team right now that there might be a communication issue, whether it was with Rafi Devers and John Henry having to fly out to talk to him. What would you say to fans that think that right now, where we stand?
Well, I actually think we have a lot of great, open, honest, candid conversations. I think the narrative is probably more accurate to say there's a lot of frustration right now. I don't think anybody, including our fan base, thinks this is a 500 team. It's not acceptable, not what we anticipated coming out of Fort Myers. Expectations internally, externally, were a lot higher. So when that happens, when you fall short of expectations in the early going, I totally understand that you can point to different reasons. But the reality is we're just not getting it done yet, but we got a lot of confidence that this group is built to do a lot better than 500, and we got to get going. We got to start winning some series. That's the key thing. And start to push as we get into June.
And I know you're not Craig Breslow, you're not Alex Cora, but just from your perspective, what primarily what is driving that that not being where you thought you might be at this point?
Well, we just haven't we sort of feel like we haven't clicked quite yet, and we've shown signs of it. We had that long Friday night game in Kansas City, and it was frustrating. And, you know, we had all those one-run losses to start the season. And it sort of felt like, all right, we're going to kick things into gear here. We win that series in Kansas City, and then all of a sudden we have that awful series in Detroit where we just got swept. It was tough. And then tough Brave series, come back. We win the series against the Mets that we're just coming off of, so that's a good sign. But it just doesn't feel like we're clicking on all cylinders. But I do believe this is a group that that will start to click and we'll get going here. But there's been a lot. There's been times when the bullpen has looked absolutely elite, time when we struggled on the bases, times we've taking that extra base and really put pressure on the defense with our speed and youth. So it's just been up and down. We just haven't found our groove yet, but hopefully we will. And no better time, as I said, when the calendar starts to turn to June.
Sam, did you guys underestimate the impact of Bregman coming in this offseason and being the third baseman as it relates to the chemistry in Rafael Devers?
Well, he's been outstanding. I mean, the play on the field obviously speaks for itself, but his leadership has been tremendous and just an incredible addition. So it's been just what the doctor ordered, and really, really glad that we have Alex Bregman in our lineup.
But I was asking specifically about the reaction to his addition. Did you guys maybe expect a reaction that didn't come to fruition when it came to what it meant for Devers and his roster spot?
No, I think, look, we have a job to do here, and that's do everything in our power to improve the team through player development, through trades, through signings. And that's exactly what we did. We went out and got a Gold Glover and a big bat, big right-handed bat, which is what we needed. And we're focused this offseason on doing everything we could to improve the team, and we absolutely did that by adding Alex Bregman.
Sam, when did it change the mindset of, like, innings pitch that starting pitches will go? Because is it an analytics thing, or is it something more of a training staff thing that these guys now, like, a quality start is, you know, like 4 or 5 innings where it used to be 7?
Yeah, it's a good question, Wiggy. I mean, each pitcher, it's pretty extraordinary, has a plan that goes back to the offseason, late October, November, all the way through spring training, and then into the season. There's a whole workload that's mapped out, and the number one goal is to keep guys healthy. And we've seen just this explosion of injuries in baseball, and especially related to pitchers. We all know, guys learning that missing bats is valued in the big leagues, and going with max velocity, max spin rate, has created an environment where guys do get hurt. And so what we have to do is try to have guys miss bats, but also stay healthy and stay off of the IL. So it's been an industry problem, and we're all working to try and make sure that when you have a guy at the top of the rotation, you do everything you can to keep him healthy. So it's been going on the last several years, and something that everyone across baseball is tackling, and no one's found the golden ticket or solution to the issue. But the team that stays the healthiest usually is going to be there in the end.
As we sit here on May 22nd, do you guys have a firm final plan when it comes to first base?
No, I mean, right now you've seen guys like Abraham Toro and Nick Sogard and Romy stepping up, and guys are starting to work out there. There's been a lot of conversations internally, externally, just thinking about solutions, and those conversations continue. So no firm plan. Most importantly, we just got to try and run a group out there every night that's going to win ball games.
did you feel like, we haven't had the chance to talk to you, Sam, since it happened, did you feel like the trip to Kansas City with John Henry and yourself was productive? And what was your goal in your trip, and do you feel like it's been satisfied?
Yeah, I do, Chris. It was a really good trip. I mean, the purpose was to go out and make sure that we had a chance to visit with different members of the team and the staff and just reinforce the expectations from the very, very top of the organization. It was John Henry's idea to go out there and have a few different conversations, which we'll keep internal, but it was a very clear, candid message about our expectations, about our commitment to winning. And it was a really good visit, and I'm glad that we did it. You know, it was an important point in the season, albeit early. We have an extreme sense of urgency. We have over these last couple of decades around winning, and John just wanted to express that message to the players and had several good conversations.
Is it safe to say, Sam, that Devers is going to stay at DH? It's not going to be a first base situation for him?
We'll continue to work through it, Courtney. No firm decisions are made. I think the most important thing is that he continues to do what he's doing in the middle of the lineup. And but look, everyone needs to do what's in the best interest of the team. And most importantly, that's, you know, getting the best out of everybody, including offensive production. You know, making a move from whether it's third base to first base or DH to first base, it's not the easiest thing in the world, but we're all pushing towards the same goal of getting everyone ready to be where they need to be to win games. And that's what we need to do. But Rafi's, you know, the guy is World Series champion. He's been in that clubhouse longer than anybody, part of the Red Sox family. We've known him since he was literally a teenage kid, and really, really support him. And also it's good to have honest in direct conversations that, you know, just probably best to have face to face.
We are well aware that Wiggy is easy to buy off. It cost you a bag of merch at spring training a couple years ago. I have a coworker here who, quite frankly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I am tired of listening to whine on the radio.
I'm sorry, Greg.
Not you in this case, Curtis.
Okay.
with regard to the new City Connects, my guy, Rich Keefe, did not get one. Is it possible that we could shut him up by getting a jersey over here, the new City Connects?
We'll have to go back and scan the last 10 years of comments that Rich Keefe has made about the club. But assuming those all check out in the positive scale, then no problem.
Okay. And then I'm guessing probably, what is he, a large? And then he could just stop whining about it.
Yeah, other people have them at the radio station. I'm sure he'll just steal one if he doesn't get it.
Courtney. Ooh.
Those are $225, the City Connect jerseys. Yeah, I was looking at one.
Well, Wiggy, I'm sure the feedback is huge on those, right, Sam?
Yeah, well, they've been really, really popular, and kudos to the team and our group internally for putting it all together. I met the people from Nike that did the design, and literally they've been working on them for 3 years. It's pretty extraordinary what goes into it. But yeah, they came out great, and frankly a lot less controversial than, you know, I always think there's going to be. I guess I'm a kind of old school, you know, Red Sox home whites and road grays kind of person, and then you realize like these are not for, you know, not for those of us who have been around for a long time. It's about connecting Nike's new uniforms to the city and the ballpark. And they've been extremely popular, especially with young fans. And that's the goal. So I'm glad people like them. And you'll see this practice continue.
All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for taking the time. We will talk to you again soon. And hopefully you are playing baseball in weather that is above 50 degrees or whatever it was yesterday.
Yeah. Welcome to Memorial Day weekend in New England, right? Unbelievable.
All right, Sam. Thanks,
guys.
All right.
Take care.
Sam Kennedy. That was...
I had to. It was a layup. It was... I had to.
Yeah, I thought he was talking about you because you want a City Connect jersey,
no,
right?
No, I brought it up. I was the first to ask Sam about the City Connects, and I've liked them from the beginning. But when it was leaked online,
yeah,
I said,
that.
Sam, there's. Can you confirm or deny these?
I think it was on the afternoon show and you stole it.
No, I remember that. Yeah. I remember that was a
Thank
while
you
ago.
For not forgetting.
And you were like, oh, the,
I like
the jerseys are nice. They're $225 for those jerseys. I looked at them. And the sweatshirt is nice. And the other thing that's so nice that I ended up buying like a day after was the wool hats.
Oh.
The City Connect wool winter hats. Mm. Those are straight fire.
You're loaded up. You're You're full. Your team Red Sox.
I mean, I'm team all sports, but like all local sports. I don't wear any other jerseys.
You love the Bo Sox.
Yeah, I got a ton of Celtics gear. I got a ton of Patriots gear.
You're a merch guy.
Yeah, but it's only for the local teams. I don't know. I feel awkward when I wear other team sweatshirts.
We got to get to Courtney and to what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox dropped the last one to the Mets. 5-1 the final from Fenway. Garrett Crochet went 5 1/3, giving up a run on 5 hits while striking out 5. The guys now turn their attention to the Orioles at Fenway. First pitch at 6:45 with Lucas Giolito taking the mound. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. In the NBA, it took overtime in the Knicks giving up a 17-point fourth quarter lead, but the Pacers take one against the Knicks in New York, 138-135 the final. And in the NHL, the Stars take game one against the Oilers in Dallas, 6-3 the final in this one. Some sad news in the NFL. Colts owner Jim Irsay has died at the age of 65. He died peacefully in his sleep. And let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever, the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.